45, who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season. Blessed is that servant whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. What a destiny. But, and if, you won't find that phrase very many times in the Bible, but here it is. But, and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming. Now you notice this was a statement of an evil servant. It was really a lie. Amen. That's why I'm preaching on the perilous lie. And shall begin to smite his fellow servants and to eat and drink with the drunken. The Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour when he is not aware of. Listen to this. And cut him asunder. Cut him off. Amen. And appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. My, the perilous lie. The perilous lie is, the dangerous lie is, the treacherous lie is, the evil servant says in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming. Well, he hasn't delayed his coming. Everything running right on time. Huh? Oh, Jesus don't even know when he's coming. But the Father knows. And there's no delay. He said, behold, I come quickly. You know, I preached to you Sunday night. Quickly. Speedily. Amen. With expedition. Praise God. Hey, he's coming. And he's right on time. Every time the clock ticks, brings him closer. Amen. Every time the sun goes around, the world goes around the sun, or the sun goes around the world. Amen. It brings him one day closer. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Why do men become unfaithful? Huh? There's a lie under the surface, isn't there? The lie, the treacherous lie is that I just might get by with it for a while. Huh? Others did. And I might get by with it. And the Lord is delaying his coming. And I might grab me like the fly, the proverbial fly, reaching for the fly paper. And Havis gave him a name, Fly Solomon. Amen. Said, I think I can get just a bite of that and not get caught. Amen. Even though there's a jillion flies on that fly paper, and none of them got away. One more fly comes along and says, I think I can get me a bite and fly off. And he's caught. Amen. He is finished. Amen. Brother Sheffy was tender-hearted toward animals. And he traveled out east one time on a train to see his son. And he saw this new gizmo in the, wherever he was, the restaurant or the motel or hotel he was staying in. Amen. And they called it fly paper. Well, Sheffy, you know, he prayed they wouldn't kill no rabbits, and they didn't. And Sheffy would stop a funeral procession to take a bug out of a wagon track before it got run over. Sheffy was very tender about animals. Amen. And So he became stricken with compassion for those flies on the flypaper, and they caught him pulling them off, trying to turn them loose. Amen. But once they're caught, amen, you try to pull them off, you pull them apart. You cut them asunder. Huh? Hey, but one way to get a fly off flypaper, and that's cut him asunder. Nobody bothers, do they? Nobody cares, do they? Amen. Give me more flypaper and less flies, they say. Amen. And Sheffy was performing an exercise in futility. Amen. But here, we've got a lot of people that lived for God a little while. What got into them? What happened? I mean, they're out on the streets again. They're taking drugs again. They're running around the wrong crowd again. And that's what happened when you say, the Lord delayeth his coming. You begin to smite your fellow servant. That's the other people in the church. You begin to talk about other folks in the church. And the amazing thing about it is, backsliders, they talk about all the hypocrites in the church as if they wasn't one of the worst of all. Amen. And did you notice when he cut him asunder where he got his appointment? You guessed it, with the hypocrites. Amen. I mean, a delayed destiny. Oh my. If our destiny is delayed, and it is not, what do? We remain faithful. Even though now we're not ruler over all his goods, and we may be barely making the payments, and if we miss 2 days' work, might have to go to jail. Amen. And our destiny has been delayed. We still have to go to the hospital once in a while. Well, most of you will die there, because a hospital is not a living house necessarily. It's a death house. Amen. And it's a last resort in many cases. Amen. And so we're not in our glorified body yet. Amen. We're just living from one day to the next. One day at a time, living for God. Amen. Delayed destiny, or is it? No. Amen. God still has our destiny right on time. That is, if we're faithful. If we're not faithful, we also have a portion. And it'll be where there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Amen. Listen to this. Amen. I mean, they begin to smite their fellow servant. Love has taken a turn, a bad turn somehow or other. By this shall all men know that you're my disciples, because you have love one for another. But you ever notice when a person starts getting in bad shape, they can't see nothing good about anybody. I've known preachers like that. In their conversation, they never could say anything good about any other preacher. Most of them backslid, and some of them dead. Amen. But that's a bad shape to get in, when you can't say anything good about your peers. I mean, it's kind of lonely out there when you're the only one that's living for God. Amen. Be like the Quaker and his wife, and said, "Wife, sometimes I think that there is nobody holy but thee and me, and sometimes I doubt thee." Amen. And the Lord is still coming. But here he begins to smite his fellow servant. And look here what a turn he takes. Instead of the blessed fellowship of the house of God and the people of God and the things of God and the sweet songs of Zion, amen, he begins to eat and drink with the drunken. Well, what about that? And they're doing it that shouted the victory here just a few months ago. Run these aisles just a few months ago. They're eating and drinking with the drunken. Prayed and tears run down their face just a few months ago. What happened? Did their destiny become delayed? Did they want God to take them out of the world quicker? Huh? Amen. Aunt Dosha got saved at Old Union Hill Church. And My mom mentioned it. We went to see Grandma and Grandpa just about corn cutting time. I mean, when the corn got roast near stage, you know. And Grandma cooked the best fried corn ever was. She had such a big family. And when we all came in, Grandma had 12 kids at home herself. And when we all came in, all the grandkids, she didn't fry corn in a skillet. She fried it in a dish pan, a big full-size dish pan. Took a lot of corn when Grandma cooked corn because, man, I was going to put away a whole bunch of it myself. Amen. And we appeared at Grandma's house just about this time of the year, and it had a revival at Old Union Hill Church. And one of my mom's younger sister, Dosha, one of those red-headed girls, she was so red-headed that she got on a bus back in wartime coming home from out west or somewhere, and a black lady in seat behind her said she's dying her hair because there can't nobody have that hair that color naturally. Amen. But she wasn't. She was genuine, bona fide, red head. Amen. Of course, turned gray later in life. But Mom mentioned to my Grandpa Robinson. Grandpa Robinson had been through Zella Johnson's revival too. Amen. And Uncle Stanley, his brother, had got saved and started preaching. But I didn't know all this, see. Grandpa had rejected God. Grandpa was an alcoholic. Grandpa didn't have much good say about church folks or saved people. Mama told him, I was just a little kid and I remember it so well to this day. Mama told him, said, did you hear about Dosha getting saved? And she was kind of exultant and glad because Dosha got saved. Grandpa said this, said, yeah, said, I ought to knock her in the head while she's saved. That way she'd go to heaven. Grandpa said that about his own daughter. Amen. You know, we're getting in bad shape when we eat and drink with a drunken, and he did, and have nothing good to say about the people of God. Amen. We ought to be able to look around, praise God, and find somebody that we could say something good about. I mean, some of us at the Highway of Holiness look so sour, amen, all the time you'd think that God was dead and Jesus was still in the grave and the angels are all gone. Amen. Hey, cheer up. God's right on time. Praise God. Amen. I know we got a lot of problems, a lot of burdens, and a lot of things to face. Amen. But hell's a whole lot worse. It's a lot hotter somewhere else than it is here. Amen. If we got old-time religion, we ought to kind of smile and rest our face once in a while. Huh? Praise God. Got little kids got a song, Smile a While and Give Your Face a Rest. Amen. Because it takes a whole lot of muscles to frown, but it just takes a few to smile. Amen. Hey, he turns, his love turns to hate. Amazing thing about the charismatics today is they love everything and everybody, including the world, and hate holiness, folks. They got plenty of fodder to shoot at the holy, cannon fodder to shoot at the holiness, folks. They love everybody but holiness preachers. They love everybody but people that's got them old bondage hairdos. They love everybody that except those people that don't wear those tight breeches. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Wear a dress all the time. I appreciate those beautiful dresses. Praise God. Amen. I appreciate anybody. In this day and time, people go just near naked, and even when they wear breeches, are just as revealing as they can make them. Amen. I appreciate men and women of God that dress right. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I mean, we ought to find some preacher that's good enough to say something good about. Well, we as a preacher ought not to be so eat up with jealousy. We couldn't find no preacher that we could brag on and love and back and scotch for. Hallelujah. But you notice when people get in bad shape, they can't see anything good about anybody. All they can see is the hypocrites in the church. Amen. One looked through bars and saw mud. Another looked through bars and saw stars. Amen. Lift up your heads and rejoice, the Bible said, for redemption draweth nigh. Amen. There's some things coming to pass And it's going to pay us to remain faithful. And a wise servant will remain faithful. I mean, if you live for God, it's because you're too smart to fall for the devil's lie. Hey, let me repeat that. If you live for God, it'd be because you're too smart to fall for the devil's lie. You know why people don't live for God? They're too stupid to live for God. They're too dumb to go to heaven. Amen. The Bible's got another word for it. It starts with an S also. Simple. Amen. And the Bible is full of it. Proverbs is full of it. Amen. The simple. That's a guy that willfully blinds his eye and turns his head and accepts the wrong thing and makes all the mistakes and goes to hell early. Amen. Praise God. The Lord of that servant will come. Come when he's smiting his fellow servant, smoking that marijuana. Amen. And snorting them drugs, shooting up that heroin. You know what drugs are? The Bible calls it witchcraft. It ruins your brain, ruins your mind, deludes your thinking. It takes you away from God and good. And you'll get to where you don't care about yourself or anybody else. That's why we got so many hippie, long-haired musicians. Amen. It stink when they walk on the stage because they're so full of drugs they couldn't care less. And the world applauds them and gives them their Oscars. Amen. Pays good money to make millionaires out of those dogs. Amen. Amen. He said, the Lord will come in an hour when he looketh not for him. I'm about done. Amen. And when an hour when he is not aware of. You know, the people of God can see the day approaching. And the Bible said, he that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. We're not trying to get closer to the world, we're trying to get farther from it. We're not trying to get worse, we're trying to get better. We're not trying to take on some more stuff, we're trying to put off some. Amen, because pretty soon we're going to drop this robe of flesh and rise. Amen, and then what's all your toys going to do you any good in this world then? What's all your so-called fun and your so-called high going to do you any good then? Amen. Yes, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. He said, I'm going to cut him asunder. I'm going to cut him off. And appoint him his portion. Every backslider has a portion, and it's further down in hell than anybody else. Amen. It's in a hotter place in hell than anywhere else. Amen. It's Bible. Yeah, you just go to hell, you go to hell, that's all it's to. Bible said, he that knew his Lord's will and committed things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with many stripes. He that knew not, I'd rather be a hottentot in the jungle and go to hell outright than to believe a lie and be damned with a Bible and a church and a preacher on every corner. Every way you turn in a radio blaring with gospel music and gospel preaching and still go to hell. Amen. Appoint him as a portion with the hypocrites. Amen. You don't like the hypocrites in the church? Hey, you're going where they're all going. You don't stay faithful to God. You don't quit messing around, God's going to cut you off. I know how it feels to be cut off. It's dangerous to backslide. You're allowed to get cut off out there. Amen. Oh, backslider, backslider, set on the wall. Backslider, backslider, had a great fall. And all the king's horses, and all the king's men, and the best preachers that ever wore shoe leather, with a Bible every port, couldn't put backslider back together again. Point him his portion with the hypocrites. What is his portion? Weeping and gnashing of teeth. What's going to make men weep and gnash their teeth? They'll think about what could have been. I could have been in a better place. I could have been in a better shape. I could have went to heaven. But now I'm in hell. And there'll be no parole. There'll be no time off for good behavior. I'm not a lifer in hell. I'm an eternal loss. Eternity without a Savior. Eternity so far away. Amen. Most of you are saved here tonight. But you need to season those you know about that's slipping. The dangerous lie is rampant today. And so many of our young people and a few old ones are listening to it. They're buying that bill of goods. And down the drain they go. Look around. You can't count on your two hands the souls that have done that. Oh, if it had just come a few months ago, they'd have been ready. But something down inside said, my Lord, delay is coming. No, he didn't. The devil told you that. What blessings we can have. The longer we live on this world, the greater we ought to be blessed. The longer we live on this world, the greater opportunity we ought to have. Tommy, did you ever dream that you'd have traveled to Romania and worked in a mission effort? A few years ago, Jimmy Collins and Heather would never dream that they'd have been traversing the Philippines and Luzon tonight, preaching the gospel. It's breakfast time there right now. Amen. Getting close to 9 o'clock in the morning. Praise God. Woo, I don't even set my watch. I just leave it like it is. Don't even have to set my watch. Amen. Have to change AM and PM in my mind. That's all. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, if you'd have told me a few years ago, I'll live for God. Amen. 51 years. And preached the gospel 48 years. Amen. If you'd have told me when I started that I'd have got to go to Palestine, walk where Jesus walked 6 times, 7 times, go to the Philippines 7 times, amen, go behind the Iron Curtain 5 times, I mean communist China twice, the military everywhere, burp guns everywhere, amen, I mean communist Romania before freedom rang. Amen. Communist Poland before freedom reigned. The gas lines were long. Amen. And we helped some people, praise God, and preach the gospel. If you'd have told me they got to do it, the longer we live, the more we can do for God. The longer we live, the greater testimony we ought to be able to have. It's wonderful. Think of it. The Lord hasn't come yet. But in spite of that fact, we can grow in grace. We can get more of God. We can do more for Jesus. Bonnie's telling you about Gary, how he's on fire for God after getting the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Glory to God. His cup is full and running over, and he's ready to testify to small and great, day or night, everywhere. Hallelujah. Amen. The longer we live, he almost got the Holy Ghost in the upper room. Amen. With a Korean TV company. Amen. The camera on him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God. Somewhere in Seoul, Korea or somewhere. Amen. They're playing the Pentecostal Highway of Holiness Bunch, seeking the Holy Ghost in the upper room. He kept seeking it till he got it. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. Just because Jesus hadn't come yet don't mean we ought to do less. We ought to do more. The longer we live, the better we ought to do. Let's stand and let's pray, Father. Challenge our hearts tonight, Lord God, to realize that Jesus hasn't delayed his coming. He's right on time, and he has a special destiny for us. And someday, if we'll be faithful, he'll make us ruler over all his goods. World without end. Eternity of eternity. in Jesus' name. Saying, come around the altar and let's draw near to the Lord and seek God. Hallelujah. Let the Lord have His way in your life.
Troublesome times are here, feeling each heart with fear. Freedom we all hold dear, now is at stake. Humbling your hearts to God, free from the chastening rod. Seek the way pilgrims trod, Christ